Welcome into DC On Screen 290. I am your host, David C. Robertson. This, my co-host, Jason Goss.
Hello.
In case we have any new listeners, which I'm sure there are some, we are a podcast about the DC Universe on film and television. This is our DCEU episode. We missed last week.
Yeah, we just pushed it back.
Just pushed it back? Is that how you
pushed it back?
Want to see it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Nothing happened.
That might be true. I mean, stuff happened, but not a lot.
Not a lot.
Michael Keaton said Batman Forever looked like it would suck, and that's why he didn't return.
Good judgment, that one.
He said he read the script. He said it sucked. I knew it was in trouble when Schumacher said, "Why does everything have to be so dark?"
Ah, that's pretty good. One of the headlines on that was, tell us how you really feel, Keaton.
So I guess we should feel pretty good about Spider-Man Homecoming. I mean, no, we shouldn't. That's a Marvel movie.
Right. How dare we?
The burgeoning masses tell me I shouldn't like Marvel.
Nah, Spider-Man. Screw it.
Right?
He surpasses all.
Oh, man. Moving on into the DCEU, Batman v Superman, Larry Fong let us in on some stuff that Zach was holding the light that simulated the headlights in the shot where Superman is standing in the way of the Batmobile.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that was pretty cool. Also, Zach's hands are actually Bruce's hands while he holds a cell phone in the Fight Club. He was asked, is there a specific reason why Ben didn't shoot that? And Fong says, one, often actors don't want to do little tiny shots, and two, often directors love to.
Yeah, it didn't sound like anybody was hurt here.
Yeah, no.
No one pulled away going, this film sucks. It totally wasn't his hand.
You know, I have a little bit of experience with that as well. I stood in for your hands in a video we did.
You did?
On YouTube. It was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. It's called IU. You can find it under David C. Robertson on YouTube. Anyway, I mean, that's all I'll promise. It's not good.
But it is there.
But it is there. It makes me laugh.
Yeah.
Which is all it needs to do. So Henry Cavill posted a picture of him looking angry and running toward Batman in BVS. It's a behind-the-scenes photo. And he captions it, remembering a time while shooting BVS, and they told me I wasn't allowed my usual salted caramel mochaccino with skinny coconut milk and whip. Hashtag no mercy. Hashtag no excuses. Hashtag Superman.
I like it.
So, Torrent Freak put together a list of the most pirated movies of 2016. Batman v Superman wound up in the number 2 spot. Deadpool was number 1, if you didn't figure that one out or guess that.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
Suicide Squad was the 8th most pirated movie of the year.
Hmm.
Also in there were Captain America Civil War, Star Wars The Force Awakens, X-Men Apocalypse, Warcraft. What? Really?
Yeah.
Warcraft above, so, okay.
Well, there's a lot of players, but the movie didn't get at all, you know, any good attention. I assume a lot of people are like, yeah, I'm not actually going to spend $12 on that. But I will steal it.
Independence Day Resurgence, Finding Dory, and The Revenant were included in those top 10, just in case you were curious.
That was.
Clay Enos posted a new picture of Harley Quinn on his Vero social networking app, and it's one we haven't seen before. I'll give it that. Her hair's a little different.
Yeah. It looked pretty standard, really.
So a fan on YouTube, Chris Banks, did a Suicide Squad opening in the Watchmen style with the proper Bee Gees, I Started a Joke. It's all right.
Hmm.
Wasn't really much to it.
I'll still check it out later.
He did. So it was pretty cool, but you know, I don't know if I preferred it over what we got.
And that first trailer for Suicide Squad was pretty great.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Popping over to Justice League, they are talking about the possibilities of going to Arkham Asylum in Justice League. A lot of people think that because Batman sent Lex there at the end of BVS, will be showing up in Arkham since Lex Luthor is confirmed to be in Justice League. Well, in IMDb, several Justice League actors updated their profiles with Arkham Guard, Arkham Guard 2, Lex Luthor's Guard. So it looks like that speculation is going to come true.
Founded.
Hooray. Yes. So Jeff Johns was counting down his big I guess, the things we should be looking forward to in 2017 from DC.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk about some more of that a little later. But number three, he says, featuring among many things, the first ever live-action Mera. And then he hurry up and backtracked. He's like, live-action on the big screen. She was in Smallville, but looking forward to the big role the queen deserves.
So I know. Calm down.
Right. The big role the queen deserves. So a lot of people think that that means that she's got a big role in Justice League. I think it could mean she's got a big role, period, in live action. He didn't say necessarily
this
Justice
film.
League. She'll be in Justice League. I would assume a smaller role, and then a big role coming in Aquaman. But
that would be the natural, you know, guess.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But, you know, who the hell am I? I don't know anything.
Nah. For all we knew, Justice League is based mostly in Atlantis.
I'll tell you something I do know. Henry Cavill gives better gifts than Jared Leto.
That sounds right.
So on BVS, he gave the crew these cool commemorative coins. Now on Justice League, he has given out these like cool metal Justice League logo things. I don't know if they're belt buckles or what they are. If they're just like they come in like a little like drawstring pouch, it looks like. But crew member Charisse Griffiths posted it on their Instagram and showed us Henry gave the crew members. He also says he has a note that says, it has been quite the battle shooting this movie, but I could imagine no better people to have struggled alongside. Thank you so much for your hard work, tenacity, and great humor. And this humor with a U. See you next time. It has been an absolute pleasure.
He does sound pleasant to work with. You know, I don't know what that is, but if it was a belt buckle, like, I'm not a belt buckle wearing kind of guy, but Henry Cavill gave me one, I'd probably try it out.
Yeah, I don't care. It looked like it would be painful as a belt buckle, but I would do it.
Yeah, give it a shot.
So Usain Bolt wants to have a cameo in The Flash.
That would be fun.
If you don't know who that is, for the audience members out there, you guys, I see you out there looking confused. He's the fastest man ever timed.
Yeah.
And he said in an interview, he admitted that he wants to maybe do a cameo in The Flash. He says he's going to talk to some people to try to make it happen. I personally think they should just pan in to him running, maybe about to break a new record in front of a ton of people. And Flash just casually runs by him and he stops and just takes off his running shoes and throws them and walks away angry.
That'd be fun.
It's a very Simpsons / critic type of joke, though.
Yeah. If it gets in there, it might boil down to something much cheaper. Just like he happens to be a guy in the street that sees him take off and goes, "Whoa!" Yeah, just something simple.
Yeah. Oh no, it should be. They should just mirror the, since everyone wants the Dick Donner Superman now.
Mm-hmm.
It should just be like one of the people who yell at Superman while he was doing something. It should just be like some random line from one of those movies.
Right.
I don't remember any of them, though.
Yeah, they didn't stick around.
I seem to remember someone screaming, "That suit is far out."
Yeah.
Thank you, 1977.
Mm-hmm.
Over to Aquaman. Patrick Wilson was talking to ABC News. He says he wasn't a fan before being cast. He wasn't a fan of Aquaman. He says, "It wasn't that I didn't like Aquaman, but there weren't any movies about it. Any movies of real significance. We finally reached a point where we could match the technology with the artistic desire." He did hold up a New 52 comic. He said, "This is the New 52. This is when they redid it." So, yay.
Patrick Wilson board.
Is now in. He's in board, on board, yeah.
That would happen to me, though. Like, I'm not, for example, I'm not a huge Hawk person.
Yeah. Right.
You know, they're cool. I've never been, like, enthralled. But
right.
If you cast me in a movie with them, so help me, I would become the world's leading expert.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly be like,
mm-hmm.
I'd have pictures of Ran on my wall.
Sure. Absolutely. Sure. You know, listeners don't know this, but Jason never read a DC comic before we started this podcast.
It's the first time. We just cracked it open and started going. He actually just called me. I didn't know why I was being asked to record.
I said, "Hey, man, can you just record?" And he was like,
"I guess.
Wait, what?
What are we doing?"
I'm
he started the intro to the show and just texted me, "Roll with it." Okay.
You sure did have a lot of opinions about Man of Steel's color grading for someone who didn't know what we were talking about.
So I would just talk about what I could. Colors. I know colors.
There are all those references to Batman being the gray, wise of the punch Batman from Dark Knight Returns. How did you do that?
Lots of internet. I had Wikipedia up while we were talking.
Anyway. So it has been revealed that Australia's Keir Beck and his team of professionals who worked on Mad Max Fury Road, the stunt team, are going to be working on Aquaman. I didn't see Fury Road. You did. How does this make you feel? Is this good news?
Stunts weren't the problem. I'm not a huge fan of the series anyway. I watched about the first half of it and thought, okay, I'm good. I literally never finished the movie. Sorry, guys.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, Keir Beck says we'll be doing general stunt skills and fighting. If there's water sequences, obviously being capable and competent in water is important.
Yeah. It's somewhere around the time where I saw the guy, like, playing guitar while he's strapped to the hull of one of these weird cars. I don't know. I just kind of checked out.
Mm. Okay.
I'm told I'm vastly, just way, way wrong about this, but I never really cared to pursue the argument, so.
Yeah, that's fair. So, Martin Palmer of The Guardian had a little interview with Ben Affleck, who's promoting his new film. And I haven't actually looked into it enough to find out. Is it Live by Night or Live by Night?
I don't know. I saw that somewhere, too, and thought I should check that out, but I haven't heard anyone actually say it.
Yeah, I would think Live by Night, but
surely there's like not. A show up to like a Jimmy Fallon interview somewhere where we can.
I am absolutely certain that's true,
but
I'm not gonna do it.
That's fine. That's fine.
That shit ain't DC.
Can't be bothered.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they were talking about the Batman and him directing Batman, and he says that's the idea, but it's not a set thing, and there's no script. If it doesn't come together in a way I think it's really great, I'm not going to do it. Yeah. Every week, he flip flops on this. I've seen people say, "Oh no, this means that bad things." No, it probably means good things.
Yeah, I think last time we flip-flopped, I mentioned, like, I like that he's, hanging in there for doing the movie right or not doing it at all. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I just kind of wish people would stop asking him about it now. So let him waffle in private and then let us know afterwards.
I think he does, too. I think that's the point.
Yeah.
I think he's trying to promote another thing and a thing that he cares about that he worked on, that he directed, and people keep bringing up Batman. He's like, yeah, okay.
Some part of him's thinking, y'all didn't even like the previous movie. Why do you give a shit about it if I do a follow-up to it?
Right. And it's not like, they interviewed him in his production company offices. And apparently, in the room with them or in the lobby or whatever was, like, the spacesuit from The Martian that Matt Damon wore. And then right next to it is the Batman suit.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, what's the point in doing these movies if you can't keep some of the props?
Damn straight.
I just think people need to get off his ass about it. Like, let him do the Batman when he does the Batman. I mean, you're going to get the Justice League. You're going to get Wonder Woman. You got Aquaman. Like, they're putting out, they're starting to really roll
Sirens
out the...
Sirens is coming
the,
out now.
Got... Yeah, they're rolling out the Wonder Woman trailer and more, all the promos and...
Yeah, it is about time for another Wonder Woman trailer.
Yeah, I saw a poster in Mexico at a bus stop, and not personally, but it was on the internet.
It was there.
I saw it.
Yeah.
They put out a Russian international trailer. I couldn't understand it, but the footage seemed all the same.
Yeah.
Slightly mixed up. So I thought, maybe not do a full review of that trailer.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know, there's kind of plenty of the DCU to talk about. But it's just kind of, points out how much, there's obviously going to be a Batman solo movie. He might not direct it. He probably will. It's probably going to shoot this spring, like he said.
Probably.
But since that's the one thing everybody wants to talk about,
he just didn't want to talk about it.
They're going
to
make one.
At this point. He just wants, to do the movie he's doing right now and move on.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of hope they stop asking him so they don't run him off.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like at some point someone's going to ask him one too many times. He's going, you know what? Fuck it. I'm not doing that movie. I've decided. You've helped me decide that. Thank you.
Well, I mean, He should know. He should have known better. I mean, you play something like Batman, they're still asking Michael Keaton about that shit. They're still asking Adam West. Adam West made a career on just doing Batman crap.
I don't think at any point that had nothing to do with anything. Delight in being asked about Batman, though.
Who, West?
Yeah. I've never...
Oh, no. I think there was a good period of time where he was bitter as hell about that.
Really? I've never seen that part. All I've ever seen is Absolutely. Him just kind of chuckle and go, yeah, back in the day.
Yeah. He did what Shatner did. He leaned into it. Mm. But there was like a good period where he couldn't get work, where I'm sure he hated it.
Yeah, that's true.
And for proof of that, I submit to you, Beware the Gray Ghost. He played that shit way too well.
Yeah. That's good. That's a good point.
Anyway, that is our news episode. We do have a giveaway. Now, listeners who give us 5-star written reviews on iTunes or Stitcher are entered into a giveaway. Out of every 10 reviews, we choose one listener who gets a free DC trade paperback, Blu-ray, or DVD of their choice, valued at $15 or less. Ending out giveaway 3, we have Indy36, who says, funny and informative DC podcast. These guys give some honest commentary on all everything going on in the DCEU and DC on TV. They are really funny, too, with their honest commentary. Their individual podcasts on the TV episodes are great to help me catch things I might have missed during a first watch. I look forward to listening each week. Keep up the great work, guys. Thank you, man.
Thanks. That's code for, these guys are jerks.
They're honest.
But they're our jerks.
They're jerks.
Yeah. We will never be invited to Hollywood parties, Dave.
No.
Or they might do that thing where they invite us and then like turn us away at the door and laugh.
They print our name on lists just so they could draw a dick beside it. Right. The bouncer knows, like, oh, don't let this guy in. He's going to walk up to Guggenheim. So what was with that Laurel alcoholism storyline?
Right.
Baby aspirin? Really? Really, Mark? Anyway. So, yeah, that means we are having a drawing this week. That was the 10th review in giveaway 3. So it is between Madcal 72, Spaghetti Birdman, Superhero Ethics, Flister 10, Stuart M323, Jack Elk, Edrom 41, Zerum 073, Addicting 101001100101010110 for the last time as we previously discussed, and Indy 36, and using the true random number generator from random.org, it is number 1, Madcal 72. Congratulations, Madcal 72. You can contact us on Twitter or Facebook at DC on screen, or you can email us at dconscreen@gmail.com. We do need your address and an Amazon link to the trade paperback, Blu-ray, or DVD you have chosen. Mm-hmm. Now, starting giveaway number 4, Stevens N00 says, true vocal fans. These guys are true fans and sincere in what they say about all of the DCU. These guys help make my work day go by smoothly and look forward to what news I hear and hope they elaborate further. He hopes that we elaborate further. We don't always. Yeah. Keep up the great work and keep some DC on your screen. Thank you, Stevens.
Thank you, man.
You know, I've said it before, and I don't know if it was on the show, but I think I've said it to you. I know I've said it to you. We have the best fans.
Yep.
I think. So, I mean, sending us cool stuff, cool messages and conversations here on Twitter.
Just general undeserved kindliness.
Undeserved kindliness. That's a good way to put it. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we are going to be coming right back with a DCTV news episode. We're DC on screen. You can find us dconscreen.com every episode. We're on Stitcher and Facebook and iTunes and all the places. Also, GiantSizeTeamUp.com. We're part of the Giant Size Team Up Network. They have a lot of cool shows, a lot of cool geek shows like Booze and Phasers and the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast and Blazing Defender Report. Lots of B. Mm-hmm. Lots of B titles.
You do have a running theme, I'm realizing.
Yeah, we're not part of somehow. But By the way, network head Charles McFall, I liked a lot on Facebook, said that he blindly and religiously follows whatever we say because DC on Screen is his weekly church. What the hell, Charles?
I don't know what it meant, but it made me laugh. It made me laugh, though.
That's the kind of thing you get when you follow us on Facebook.
Yeah.
extensive conversations, usually with Jason, I think. I think that entire conversation was you.
Yeah, me and Chris, and a few other Chris Wisdom over the Breaking the Panel have been discussing some things.
By the time I saw, like, they're just, like, having a huge conversation about the DCEU, and I, like, by the time I catch it, I'm like, nope, that's too intricate for me to get into now. I'm done.
I'm not reading all,
like,
that.
Oh, I read it, all of it. Oh, I read every word. I read every word. I just had nothing to contribute. I was like, all right, well, I'm going to sit here and laugh at what Charles said about us being his church, right. And I'm going to move on.
There's a few paragraphs here. I think they've covered the small point. We're in there, like, writing essays.
Yeah, seriously. Like, it's like I'm just looking down at my phone and, like, put up a finger like, ah, I see. Nope, Jason got it. moving on.
You can tell when
Thank you, Charles.
When I get to come out of, you know, home from work on time or not.
That might be fair. All right, guys. So we're going to be coming back with another DC on Screen episode, DC TV news episode. And until next time, we love you and keep some DC on your screen.